Good evening, everyone. Let's begin to discuss a topic that is somewhat tangentially related to the parsha. What we want to talk about is what is worn or not worn by the chuppah. First, we're going to talk about the ring that is put on by the chuppah, and then we're going to talk about the minhag to not wear other jewelry by the chuppah as well. What is the idea of a ring that's given for kedushin? So the Rambam teaches us in Hilchos Ishus that a mekadesh is a isha begezel or begneva or bechamas or v'nseshu b'ilim. If a person has a wedding ring that they use for kedushin and they in fact do not own it, but maybe they stole it from somebody else and the person gave up on ever getting that ring back, we know that once a person has yesh, they have been forlorn and they've given up on getting an item back. So the person who has the item, even if it's stolen, it belongs to them. So now that the item is his, harezu mekudeshes, the robber, the gazlan, is allowed to use that item, and if he uses it to marry somebody else, so the woman is mekudeshes. So we see here the importance, says the Rambam, that the person should own the ring themselves. And that's an important rule. That's why the Masadar Kedushin will always ask the chassan, does the ring belong to you? Did you purchase it with your own money? And that's an important aspect of the ring that is used underneath the chuppah. The Shulchan Aruch and Ebezer, Simon Chavches, and Sif Yates says as well that the ring has to belong to you. But Hashoel Chavetz Mechaveru Hodu Sherotze Lekadosh Bo Yishe Mekudeshes. You're allowed to borrow the ring from somebody else as long as the person knows you're using it as a form of Kedushin, because then the person understandably is going to give it to you as a matana, as a gift, in order to allow you to marry somebody else. This is discussed as well in the Be'er Heite, the importance of Lechadchila Yish Lezor Shel Lekadosh Bekli Shoel. It's best to not use a object that is borrowed to form Kedushin because of the potential issue of you not owning it properly. But what is the issue over here regarding what we're going to be using for Kedushin? So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin, Daf Beis, Haisha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim V'Kona Asma B'Shtei Drachim Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar Rabia. A woman becomes married in three ways, and one of those three ways is Kesef, and another one is Shtar, is writing a marriage document, not a ksuba, but an explicit document that says that we are now going to have kedushin through this document, and bia, which is relations. And we know that when giving it, we say hareas mekudeshes li. This is a form of kedushin by giving the ring as well. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus in the end of Parak Gimel, Kfar Nogu Kol Yisrael lekadesh bekesef or b'sheva kesef. Yes, it says you can use money to perform kedushin, to perform the first act of the marriage process. We know the second act is going to happen potentially later by underneath the chuppah. I mean, the kedushin is also taken underneath the chuppah, but it used to be in the olden days two separate things, kedushin and erusin, and now we have them all together for a variety of different reasons. But the Rambam says that the minhag used to be to use kesef or sheva kesef when it comes to performing kedushin, meaning not actual money, but an item that has a monetary value. Just to point out as well, as Rav Shechter points out in his Divrei Sofrim in the beginning, that the Rambam in the previous halacha labeled the use of kedushin kesef as Divrei Sofrim, which means words that come from the scribes, which implies that the din is not an explicitly Torah Shebichsav, but rather it requires Torah Shebal Peh in order to learn on such a halacha. For that reason, the Karayim did not accept Kedushay Kesef, using something of monetary value, and it would seem that the Rambam teaches us over here that we specifically use this method of Kedushin, not just giving actual money for Kedushin, but an item that has monetary value to demonstrate that Orthodox Jews do subscribe to Torah Shebal Peh. Nevertheless, we have Kesef and we also have Shava Kesef. And the meaning is to use an item that has monetary value and it has to be a Shever Pruta, as the Gemara says in the beginning, Kedushin as well, because less than that is something that a woman would not be interested in taking. That's the item that's given, item of Shava Kesef, item of monetary value. Now, we have a remez to this, the idea of why these three items, money and shtar and bia, which is mentioned by the Mishnah as well to have relations, in the Radbaz. The Radbaz has a sefer on the mitzvahs called the Mitzvot Davar. In Mitzvah Kuf Kaf Hei, The Rabbah teaches us that so too Hashem, when he married the Jewish people, he used a shtar, a document, which is the Torah. He gave us kesef, he gave us the money of Mitzrayim. And also he built a mishkan that we have an intimate place to go and to be together with Hashem, similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Is there a source to using a ring for a form of kedushe kesef, using shava kesef, item of monetary value to perform kedushin? So there is a statement brought in the Das Zakenim in Bereishis and Perek Lamed Ches. In the episode of Yehuda and Tamar, there are some mafarshim who say that Yehuda was with Tamar l'shem kedushin, for the sake of marrying, I guess not knowing yet that this was Tamar. Regardless, Tamar felt that perhaps there was kedushin at play here, so she asked him, "B'matik tisheni, what are you going to give me as an item of kedushin?" So Yehuda says, "I'll send you sheep," and she says, "I don't really have sheep right now. I want something else. I want a guarantee." So the pasuk says that for the eravon, for the guarantee of the kedushin, he gave chasmecha besilcha, his chosim, his signet ring. So the Das Zakenim, the Baal HaTosa, says that tabaska, use of a ring over here, was a form of kedushin using a ring. That's an early reference to the possibility of kedushin being performed with a ring. Nevertheless, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra and Siman Chav Zayin, "V'cheinog in l'kadosh betabas." The form of value of money we use nowadays is to use a ring. V'yesh lehem tam b'tikun hazoh, and he quotes a reason in Kabbalah as to why a ring should be used. There is a connection to our parsha in a comment of the Divrei Yatziv, the Klausenberger Rebbe and Eben Ezra and Siman Nun Beis. He says, "Hagam sheyesh makom latam de daika bekesav alo bezahav." This discussion: is it proper to use money, to use silver for the wedding ring, or is it better to use gold, or better to use gold, maybe not silver? So he says, maybe by gold, ein kategor nasa sanegor. We know that gold is used in this week's parsha by the Egel Hazav, by the golden calf. And maybe it's not appropriate to use gold under the chuppah and in the marriage ceremony. So he says, V'kach the Rosh Hashanah, says in Rosh Hashanah, that the Kohen Gadol does not go in Big Day Zav, in his golden clothing, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, into the inner sanctum. V'hachad have a yom mechilas avonos b'yom HaKippurim. So he says, we know that when a couple get married, the Tshuvas married. Min says this, the Mari Bruna talk about the idea that it's the day of Kapara, and we treat it in Yom Kippur like Yom Kippur in many ways. We know they say Ol Vidui Shmona Esrei, and they fast. It's a day of Kapara. Hayagam Ke Makom Lazeh, says the Klausenberger Rebbe, maybe we should argue that it's not appropriate to have gold underneath the chuppah, which is like a Kodesh Kedoshim, on this day of Kapara. He says, no, the opposite. Achanoshim Lo Hayu Ba'osul Chet, but we know from the Medrash that women did not sin in the chait, the sin of the egel, of the golden calf. And therefore, lezeh adarava, hamina k'mashakosav Mordechai, the minig that is brought in the Sefer Mordechai, lekadosh daika bezab, to use a gold ring, laharos ularamesh hanasham lochatu, the women did not sin by the egel azab. Specifically, on that day, like a Yom Kippur for the couple, on that day where they stand in the chuppah, which is like a very holy place like Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the woman specifically does put on a golden ring to show that she did not sin by the Egel Hazav, and that she does not have a problem in her aspect, in that aspect of her relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Are there any other reasons given for why the use of a ring is preferred as over any other item that could be given a value? The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Tafkuf Nun Beis, in 552, Nogu Yisrael Lakadosh B'Tabas Lios Biyada Tamid L'Maskaras, because if it's a ring, she'll always have a reminder on her hand that she is married to her husband. The Sifsei Kohen, the Shachla Torah, finds a remez in the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzava. It says, Es Shdei HaTabaos. We know that the Kalim had two rings on them, the Mizbeach had two rings on the corner. So he says, the Rosh Tevos, Es Shdei HaTabaos, is Rosh Tevos Isha Aleph Shinhei. And that reference to the Mishkan is, and the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash is found in the reference of using a ring to be Mekadosh, to marry a woman. Rav Yontov Gagin in the Keser Shem Tov, he brings another reason to use a ring. And he says that in the olden days, B'yavim Kadmonim, Kasher Hayachafetz Ish Lehafkid Esreya, when he wanted to appoint someone to be in charge of his household, he would give his ring over to the person as a sign of respect and love, like we find with Paro giving to Yosef, and Achashverosh giving to Haman. And even to this day, he says, in England, when they want to choose someone who's going to be an assistant to the king, a roa pnei hamelach, we give him chosem hamisrad, or what they call the seal of the office. Kishuhu mispater b'holicha machzor b'yad hamelach hachosim. When he's done, he gives the ring back to the king. So to over here, since the man is having the woman, you know, being the head of the household, she's going to run the home and she's going to be in charge. So the man gives over the ring as a sign of their relationship as well. And he also brings the idea that a ring, not related to the first idea, that the tabas is tichuna habilti nigbala. A ring is completely circle. There is no gvul. It goes on and on and on to show that the krisis bris, the relationship between the ish and the man and the woman, is a bris olam. It's forever and ever. It's ein sof. And therefore, we use the ring that is continuous as well. The Sefer Matamim brings a beautiful idea as to why we use a ring. And he says that rings make up together a chain. Little tiny rings together make a very, very long chain. And what we're trying to show over here is that throughout all the generations, one marriage after next, one Jewish couple getting married and their children getting married and their children married are all single rings. And a person would say, I'm just one marriage. I'm just one unit on my own. But when the husband gives the ring to the wife, he's telling her, we are now another link in the chain, another link in the chain, another link in the chain, going back to all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, going back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we are continuing as well to have children who will not break that chain. And therefore, the giving of the ring shows that we are linking up that ring in another part of the chain of Am Yisrael. Just a note about the rings and the fact that the Hagos Maimoni and the Smag write as well, that we do not put gemstones on our wedding rings. An engagement ring is fine, but not on a wedding ring. Why? Because the woman needs to have an understanding of the value of the ring that she's going to receive. When it comes to gems, so that depends on the person who's evaluating it. You have a diamond, you have a ruby, sapphire, whatever it may be. So the value of that depends on the color, the clarity, the cut, the carats of the ring, whatever the rules are that go into giving the price and the range. But each person might evaluate it different, and one diamond could be priced one way, and the same diamond could be viewed at another person and be priced a different way. But metals have the same price. The market is always going to be steady, and therefore we don't want the woman to not be aware of the value of what she's getting or to overprice, underprice what she's receiving, because it's important when receiving an item of Kedushin, she's able to measure potentially on her own what the value she is getting. And therefore we avoid using anything that has gemstones, and we only keep it to simple metals. That is the halachos, so the basic background to the wedding ring, the ring of the Kedushin itself. Let's go on to what is not worn underneath the chuppah, and that is other types of jewelry. The source to not wear jewelry under the chuppah is not very old in writing, but it is somewhat old. The earliest source I know of is the Avodas Yisrael, writes by the section on Yom Kippur, that perhaps the reason why the Kohen Gadol does not go into the Kosher Kedushim wearing any of the gold jewelry is similar to a Kala who does not wear any of her gold to the chuppah as well. And this is a very intimate moment between the Hashem and the Kohen Gadol, and therefore, he's similar to a Kala, he doesn't want to wear anything else as well to show his love and the relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael represented by the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Avodas Yisrael writes in the section on Yom Kippur. Specifically, Rav Aaron Levin, the Reisha Rav, writes in the Birchas Aaron Masachas Brachos, and he says that it's important by the Chuppah, we know from the Gemara and Brachos that they would either we break a glass of the Chuppah to remember the Chorban, or some of the Amoraim would sing songs about death when people were being too frivolous and being too joyful to not forget the Yom HaMisa, to forget the Chorban, and by the Chuppah as well. The Chassan wears a kittel to remember the Yom HaMisa as a garment of tachrichen, of shrouds. The Kala wears white as well. We find again and again the kittel is something that is worn to remind one of the Yom HaMisa of impending death. And therefore, on this day of a joyful wedding, of two people coming together, we don't want to become too frivolous, too out of hand. And therefore, we remove the gold and all the jewelry, that we should remind the Chassan and Kala, you don't take this with you to the grave. We have to understand what's important in life, what's not important in life. We have to focus on what are important values. It's not about acquiring stuff. It's not about acquiring things. It's not about acquiring wealth. It's about being a good person, focusing on one another. And therefore, says the Reisha Rav, we remove the jewelry to remind the Chassan and Kala that these things are not going to accompany you in life and to the grave. And the most important thing is to focus on Hashem. Rav Shechter brings a Nevesh HaRav from Rabbi Soloveitchik, a different reason, that the Mishnah at the end of Sota says that because of different periods of Galus and Klal Yisrael, and destructions of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chasan and Kala would not wear certain jewelries called Nataros HaKala or Teres Yerushalayim, because those types of jewelry were meant special for the days of the Beis HaMikdash and were reflective of periods where we had a deep and close relationship with Hashem and we were not in Galus. And therefore, they said we shouldn't wear these types of items. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, in many places in Europe, they would be careful to not bring jewelry to the chuppah, the chasen or the kala. And he explained that perhaps because we do not know what are those particular items that the Mishnah in Sota says one should not wear anymore at the chuppah because of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the temple. And since we are not sure, we are makbid because of this doubt, because of the suffix, to not wear any jewelry whatsoever, because perhaps that ring or that bracelet or those earrings or whatever it may be, or that necklace, are things that might be a violation of dressing in a way in after the Chorban. Rav Zilberstein writes in his Torah journal, Vavei Hamudim, in Kovet Samech, in number 60, and he says that many places do not have the minhag to have the chasam and kala remove the jewelry before the chuppah. And Rav Yashav told him that if the minhag is to not wear it, then don't wear it. And the minhag is to wear the jewelry, then you can wear it. And each place should follow their own particular minhag. But he goes on to explain, and Rav Zilberstein says, the idea that the kala gives out her jewelry to the friends, and that is a segula for a shidduch, is 100% without any basis at all. It's not found in the poskim, it's not found in the svarim. And he says what must have happened was is that the kala went to the chuppah, she knew she was supposed to take all her jewelry, she was handed it to her friend, and over time that turns into a segula that does not really have any basis or really any meaning for a klai yishal. But in fact, it's simply just to protect the jewelry. But this idea that the kala goes and clears out her room and takes out all her jewelry and gives it to her friends as skula is really without any merit. It doesn't make any sense. And perhaps it's not something that should be practiced in a practical way. Again, so we've reviewed over here tonight. We've seen the halachas related to wearing a ring. We've seen the halachas to not wearing jewelry and how those two interact with each other. Some things we should be wearing to the chuppah, that's the wedding ring, and many people have the minhag to not wear other types of jewelry to the chuppah as well.